This morning, we saw a very rapid and very terrifying deterioration of the situation. United Nations school sheltering civilians, children who had been displaced by the fighting. It was sheltering in the school, and that school came under fire and was bombed. We know that people have been killed, children have been killed. This is absolutely in flagrant violation of international law. These are the things that must stop. We have said before, there is no safe place for people in Gaza. Now, this is testament to that statement. These kind of violations of international law and indeed tragic loss of civilian lives must stop. So we are extremely alarmed.
How is the UN and the UN agency assisting the Palestinians? Are they able to deliver aid to those who are in need? Because if they are displaced, that means they are in need of aid. But then there is the bombings that are going on around them. Are you able to deliver aid to those who are in need?
We are able to deliver some aid. We estimate there is about 250,000 people displaced now in Gaza. About 200,000 of them are in UN facilities. We are delivering food. We are delivering water. We are trying our best to provide health care to the people who are in desperate need of such assistance. Now, it is a war zone. Humanitarian workers are unprotected. They are civilians themselves. So it is an extremely dangerous, extremely difficult and complicated environment to deliver aid in. But we are delivering to the best of our ability.
But the message that humanitarian agencies on the ground need a humanitarian pause has not been heeded by any of the sides to the conflict.
Unfortunately, correct. The killing, the bombings, the destruction continues, despite that. We did have a short-lived ceasefire at the political level. They have not been able to negotiate an extension of that as we speak. Now, what we need to do now is call on everybody with influence over the parties on the ground to put people first. Let's put the people first. Let's silence the guns and help people in Gaza to survive, help those families in Israel who are also living in fear of rocket attacks. Let them have some peace.
Have you been able to establish how many people have been killed so far?
The grisly update I have this morning is that a total of 1,176 Palestinians have now been killed. That includes at least 846 civilians. Of those civilians, there are 247 children.
There has also been attack on civilian installations. We do understand the Gaza power plant was damaged. There has also been some damage to hospitals. How are you able to assist these people without such essential services?
That's correct. Indeed, again, it is prohibited in international law to target such civilian facilities. We know that at least 23 health facilities have been either destroyed or sustained damage. And as you said, the power plant, and that's the only power plant in Gaza, has been hit, which means that on average, people now have electricity for only a couple of hours a day. And that is likely to continue like this, because obviously in a situation like this, you can't just go in and repair it. Now, this hampers the effort. We know in a crisis like this, the first relief, the first aid, the first help, the first protection comes from people themselves. It's people's friends, their neighbors, their family who step in and help as much as they can. But imagine a situation where you can't switch off the light at night to see if people are coming in, they are wounded, they need help, but you can't even switch on the light. So, of course, in the bigger picture, these kind of destruction of critical infrastructure hampers the entire society to function. And obviously, in a crisis situation like this, it needs to function even better than under normal circumstances, and it is functioning worse.
You've said there is nowhere to hide for the people of Gaza. What do they do? Many of them must be asking themselves, what do we do?
That is why we are really crying out from the rooftops today. Because it should be so that in UN facilities, civilians should be protected. That is the only place people can go. Gaza continues to be under siege. People cannot leave this very small strip and overpopulated piece of land. They go to where they think they are safe. The events this morning shows that they are not.